The Japanese Grand Prix at Motegi sees Makoto Tomada on pole position for the second successive race, and John Hopkins on the front row for the first time in his career. It's a good start by Hopkins, but he's wiped out in the first corner by Loris Capirossi. Max Biaggi going down there as well. In fact, around six riders involved in that pileup. There comes Kenny Roberts emerging from the dust. Hopkins' teammate, so Bo Suzuki's out. There's Biaggi. There's Capirossi. Colin Edwards also at the back of that group. And Nicky Hayden as well. So six riders altogether. A dramatic start to the Japanese Grand Prix at Motegi. Here we see it again on board from one of the backs further down the pack. Difficult to see exactly what happens there, but they're like skittles as they go into the first corner. Capirossi it is on the inside, gets completely sideways and just smacked into the side of Hopkins. Nothing Hopkins can do to avoid it. Well, all that has favoured Rossi and Tomada at the front, a huge gap behind them. And as it was at Estoril in the previous round, it's Rossi and Tomada going head to head for victory. Well, Tomada said in the build-up to this race that Rossi played with him in Portugal. He was planning to play with Rossi, and in front of his home crowd, he's doing just that. The crowd are on the feet here at Motegi as Tomada takes the lead from the Italian. No such luck for a fellow Japanese rider, Norikabe. Mechanical problems there with his Yamaha. And as we approach the halfway point of the race, Tomada just starting to stretch an advantage out over Rossi at the front. This is Carlos Checa in sixth place, Troy Bayliss seventh. In fact, Bayliss here looking to make a move on Checa. The Ducati passes the Yamaha. Troy Bayliss on the charge. And Toru Ukawa riding as a wild card here this weekend for Honda has crashed out. So disappointment there for Toru Ukawa. There were very, very high hopes for him here indeed. This is third place. Marco Melandri from Nakano, from Givinau, Bayliss, Checa and Barros. Here comes Barros, looking to get past Checa for seventh place. Checa losing positions, it seems, with almost every lap. Troy Bayliss there in fifth place, Givinau sixth, so Givinau relegated one place. Not a good race for the Spaniard. He's going to lose some serious ground here in the championship to Valentino Rossi, especially if he continues to lose positions like this. Now it's Alex Barros who's got past Givinau. Givinau down to seventh place. The battle for third intensifies. Nakano looking to put the Kawasaki on the rostrum for the first time in MotoGP. Battling it out there with Melandri, and back in front of the Italian he goes. His compatriot Makoto Tomada has the crowd on their feet in first place. Surely now Tomada on a Japanese bike with Japanese tyres is going to win the Japanese Grand Prix. Bayliss is out of the running. And it looks as though Barros has got past Melandri for fourth place. Here we see the pass, in fact, of Barros on Melandri. Smooth as you like. Nakano then lapping alone in third place. And they're all stretched out here. Tomada, a comfortable advantage over Rossi. Rossi won't mind that too much, though, considering that Max Biaggi is out of the race and Givinau's down in seventh. This is a good result for the championship for him. But it's a fantastic result for Makoto Tomada. A home victory on a home bike, on home tyres. It's a full house for them. And the Japanese crowd get an extra bonus as well. Shinya Nakano crossing the line in third place on the Kawasaki. What a day for Kawasaki. What a day for Bridgestone. And what a day for Makoto Tomada.
アベレージはそんなに良くなかったんで、今日の朝まで最後の最後までスタッフも BS さんも一生懸命いろいろ考えてくれて、で決勝には完璧の状態でスタートできたんで、とにかく勝てて嬉しいし、みんなに感謝したいです。
First of all, I'd like to say thank you so much to the fans in Japan. They've supported me all through this time. And up until qualifying, my average speed was not good, but the team staff and Bridgestone, they worked very hard until this morning and made my bike perfect for the race. I really have to thank them, and I really have to thank everybody.
Tomada up to fifth in the championship, but Rossi now leading by 39 points.